401. This is Andy.
Hi, Andy. This is Victorious. I'm calling to respond to the chat message you sent. We have reviewed the photos we have on our end, but I don't see the photo you reference, and I do not see any photos as well related to a Goddard helmet or aluminum cap over.
Okay. Did you see that photo that I... You did see that photo I sent you, though.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not you guys generating that. Let me go back to where I found it.
Okay, sure, Andy. And, well, aside from this, do you have any other questions or any concerns about the account?
Well, I'm trying to, while I've got you on the phone, see if you can help me figure out where, who would be posting these pictures. Because it's not just me going to my website. Whenever I do a local search here in Cookeville and I type in gutters near me, I can tap on, there's this area that comes up that shows my business, Square One Gutters and Roofing. I don't know if this is something Google is putting up or
whatever.
When I tap on Square One Gutters and Roofing, now, there's another link directly below it where I can tap on my website, and then another link directly below it where I can tap on my Facebook.
Okay.
But the one, the first one that pops up that a lot of people are going to tap on is where it says overview, services, reviews, about, by owner, photos, products, etc. So, I'm just wondering, you know, because there's very few people with access to my Google business page, and you guys are one of them.
Yeah,
me
yeah.
and my brother, you and, this Alurex company, who sells a totally different product. So I find it really hard to believe that they would be posting pictures of this gutter helmet. I think it's coming through my Google business page.
Okay, yes. So I think they are, you know, one of your contributors. Is the reason why you're seeing pictures from other uploaders. But, yeah, I checked from our end here, and yeah, I don't see the photos you reference. And also, regarding your website, Andy, we're not making any changes to the to your website.
Right. But when people search for me, do y'all not have something there that they can go to? I'm not real tech savvy, so I don't really know how all this behind-the-scenes stuff works. I'd rather not have one hand in the management of it at all. That's why I'm paying people to do it, but... Seems like we're having to keep a pretty tight monitor on it and get in and make changes, and that's kind of what we were trying to relieve ourselves of. And I'm not saying you guys are messing that up. I'm just saying that's what our goal is to have people managing that keeps us from having to do it and helps us focus on what we actually do, which is sales and job site management.
Yes.
So whenever I... Maybe you can find it where it says Square One Gutters and Roofing, and then it's got...
Okay.
Yeah, type in Square One Gutters and Roofing, if you would.
Okay, sure.
And it should be the first Square One Gutters and Roofing thing that you come to.
Okay.
Not my website. Not my Facebook.
The Google profile, correct?
I'm guessing it's... Google profile. I don't know how to tell if it is the Google profile. But man, now I'm seeing another thing below, like, wow. That has a whole lot of pictures. And every one of them are of this gutter helmet. Almost every one of them.
Yeah, most of these pictures were uploaded to your Google listing like 7 years ago. There were photos from 9 years ago.
So how do we get control of that and change those photos that are showing up? Because it's really misrepresenting us into using a product that we don't use. And I think it's detouring business.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be better off shutting our page down at this point due to that. And then we would need to cancel services with everybody that's doing stuff temporarily as well, because there's no need in paying for something that we're not getting the results that we want, because these pictures are just killing us right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you seeing what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes, Andy. Yeah, I've already notated here on your account that, you know, no more aluminum caps or a gutter helmet. Yeah, I have already informed our team already. So,
yeah, I don't know if the picture, you know, can send you pictures or, yeah, six, yeah, it does have little labels at the bottom, 6-inch bronze gutter helmet system, 6-inch almond seamless gutters with charcoal gutter helmet. To match the roof, 6-inch bronze gutter helmet, yeah. I'm just wondering, I don't know how this works, so is this
okay.
Google is pulling these up off our website and putting them on there?
So I reviewed from here, and it looks like it's not uploaded by a contributor. These were straight uploaded to your Google listing. And to edit or delete these photos, Andy, you will need to log into your Google Business listing, okay, and do the edits or updates from there. I can actually help you, okay, how to log into your Google listing. Are you in front of your computer right now?
Well, no, I'm all I've got is my phone right now.
Okay. Well, we can log in using your mobile phone, okay, as long as you have your internet browser. Okay. So first, I need you to open your internet browser, any browser you have installed.
I think I have my Google.
Okay,
let's see. Oh, that's Google Ad Summary, but let me get to my. All right, manage your Google account. Okay. I'm on a page where I can manage my Google account.
Okay. All right. So, you see your business name, right? Square One Goddess Roofing.
Yes. Well, at the top it has my website, and then it has a picture with a circle with my logo, kind of, and then it says Hi Square for some reason. And it says Manage your Google account below that.
Okay.
I'm just going to tap on Manage my Google account and see what it does. It says Square One Set Home Address for your Google account. I don't know why that would be that way. That can't be the right.
Yeah, I think you're on a different. Yeah, I think you're on a different page. We can try this. Open another window, okay, or another tab in your browser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then search business.google.com.
.google.com.
Yes. And then / location.
Oh, no, I already hit. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I have to go back. Well, it does say your business on Google from what I already hit.
Okay, yeah, if you see your business on Google, you should be able to see these options, like edit profile, read reviews, photos.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm seeing.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I need you to hit on photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually hit photos. Yeah, you should be able to see.
So then
there.
We just need to trash those?
Yes, yeah.
If I trash them, does it take it off our website as well?
Okay, so your website, Andy, is different. Okay, the photos that you have available on your Google listing, it's not actually, okay, it's not sync to your website. Google is not capable of syncing that photos, okay, to the website. So for the website, you will need to contact your the developer. Yeah, to have that photos removed for you.
Okay, we're not as concerned about that on our website at the moment. Because all of our pertinent information pulls up first when you go to our website. You have to go into it pretty good to get to those photos, which we will delete what we need to later, or if there's a way to archive them, that would be great. But
yeah, I think there is a way. There is a way on the
website
to temporarily hide the photo.
Okay. So if I just hit the trash can thumbnail on these photos that we don't want showing, they just disappear off that Google business page, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. It will disappear immediately.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. I'm not going to trash any at the moment, but I will I'll come back after talking to my team and see which ones we all want to get rid of. But thank you very much. That was very helpful. Thank you.
You're very much welcome, Andy. Let me know if there's anything else you need help with.
All right. Now, what was it that I typed in originally? Google dot.
Google dot this. I mean, business like Google dot com.
Business.google.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Again, thank you very much.
No problem at all, Andy. Yeah, please reach out to us, okay, if ever you have any questions or any concerns. We're here to help.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
You heard.
All right, take care, Andy. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.